One day in the middle of the 1900s, early 1950s, there was a young fellow who was just shy of his 17th birthday. And on this particular day, he was on his way to a school function, kind of a picnic. And as he was walking along, his path took him next to his parish church, and he decided to stop in for just a moment. So when he went into his church, into his parish church, he encountered there a priest that he hadn't seen before. And there was just a prompting in him to ask the priest if he could go to confession. And the priest said, okay, sure. So he went to confession to this priest. And in that moment, when he was confessing his sins and celebrating this sacrament, he had such an overwhelming experience of God's mercy, not only for him, but he had also a sense of God's mercy for all people. I don't know exactly what was said inside the walls of that confessional, but the young man felt as if God had been waiting for him there. And in fact, he knew at that point, it was such a powerful experience for him, that he knew that it was his life's work, it was his calling to go and share that mercy of God with everyone. He didn't go to the picnic that day. He went back home and started reflecting on this profound experience he had had of God's great mercy. Ultimately, he became a priest, and he spent many, many years as a priest proclaiming the mercy of God to everyone who would listen. What is the meaning of human life? What is the most basic purpose of us as human beings? It is to love. God creates every human being to love and to be loved. In fact, Jesus, in a different passage than today's gospel, gives us the greatest commandment, right? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And the second commandment is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love is what we were made for. Now, the ways that we live out that call to love, they vary. Some people get married. Some people become nuns, priests, remain single. There's all kinds of different ways to live out the call to love. But the reality is, that is the most fundamental call in our life. We're called to love. But when we look at today's gospel, Jesus gives us an insight. Very clearly, he says in today's gospel, you cannot love unless you have experienced forgiveness. He encounters this sinful woman in the house of the Pharisee, Simon. She approaches, obviously, with great love, with tenderness. She experiences mercy. And Jesus says, the one to whom little is forgiven loves little. In other words, if we are not firmly grounded in the reality of God's mercy, God's forgiveness, his great love for us, we can't love. We can't love God. We can't love our neighbor. And love isn't something that we can just muster up from inside. We learn it by experiencing it from God. So my message for you today is very simple. If we are to really get in touch with this call, this commandment, this fundamental purpose of our being to love, then first of all, we must experience mercy. So first, we have to acknowledge that we are in need of mercy. St. John writes in one of his letters, "The one who says he is without sin deceives himself. The truth is not in him." So if we think that we don't have need for God's mercy, we need to think again, because we all need God's mercy. It's not to say that we're all the worst of sinners, but we all have our own failings, our own weaknesses. We have those areas of our lives where we need God's tender mercy. The second thing, then, is to ask. Don't be afraid to ask God for mercy, whether it's in your prayers or in the sacrament of reconciliation. Never be afraid of asking God for mercy, because the scriptures have also revealed to us that God loves to extend mercy. God loves to forgive. Remember the parable of the lost sheep? The shepherd goes out looking for the one lost one while he leaves the 99 in the fold. And Jesus says there's much more rejoicing in heaven over one repentant sinner than over 99 righteous people who think they have no need of repentance. God loves to forgive. God loves to extend mercy. The third thing, then, would also be to look back on over the course of our lives and realize how God has been there all along, giving us mercy, and not only in terms of forgiving our sins, but also preserving us from so much. Yes, we've all experienced hardships. Some have been through great disasters, terrible wrecks in life. But God has been there through it all. God always provides. And it's because of his great mercy for us that he does so. God calls us to love. But in order for us to love, we have to really experience the heart of God for us. Do we ever, in our times of prayer, ask the Lord God, Lord, what is in your heart for me? What is in your heart toward me? Who am I to you? When we start experiencing his great love and tenderness and compassion, his mercy, then we can go out and be faithful to our call to love others. First we receive, well, we constantly receive, so that we can offer love. We pray for the grace today as we receive the Lord Jesus in this blessed sacrament, that we will not only recognize how God has been there for us, and not only recognize our need for God's mercy in even the smallest areas of our lives, but also have the courage day after day to approach the good Lord and open our hearts to receive that mercy. By the way, that young man who stopped in the confessional that one day, had the experience, that great encounter with the Lord, went on to become a priest. He would later go on to become Pope Francis.